From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Beijing Tuesday, the last stop of his Asia trip, with territorial disputes in the South China Sea looming as a likely talking point. Before his visit to China, Kerry also made stopovers in Laos and Cambodia, two countries where Beijing's influence runs deep and Washington is looking to expand ties. Kerry is also trying to build a consensus over how to respond to China's recent actions in the South China Sea. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday that Russia has not asked Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down and has not offered him political asylum. His comments at a news conference came as the United Nations is preparing for a new round of Syrian peace talks it says will begin Friday in Geneva. UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura Monday announced it would get underway Friday.
We are going to aim at proximity talks starting on the 29th and ongoing for 6 months on a staggered chronological proximity approach. That will be the way we try to make it different from the past. This is not Geneva III. This is leading to what we hope will be a Geneva success story if we are able to push it forward.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman suspected to have links to the Taliban killed 10 fellow officers Tuesday in the province of Uruzgan. The pre-dawn violence happened at a security post in the Chinarto district. The rogue policeman drugged his colleagues before shooting them dead, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. This is VOA News. Authorities in Malaysia say 13 bodies washed ashore on a beach in the southern state of Johor Tuesday. A district police chief says the victims, comprised of 4 men and 9 women, were among 35 illegal immigrants from Indonesia whose boat capsized during rough weather. A search and rescue mission is underway. A Swedish human rights activist arrested early this month in China and accused of endangering state security has been released and deported. The Swedish foreign minister issued a statement Tuesday welcoming the release of 35-year-old Peter Dahlin, the co-founder of Chinese Urgent Action Group that provides training and support for Chinese human rights lawyers. Two Palestinians were shot dead after stabbing two Israeli women, one fatally, in the West Bank market Monday. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
Early evening, two Palestinians entered inside the Jewish community area in Bet Horon. They were both armed with knives. They stabbed two Israeli women, one in her 20s, who was critically injured and is now fighting for life in a Jerusalem hospital. The second woman, a woman in her 50s, is in hospital in moderate condition.
The last 4 months have seen near daily Palestinian attacks that have killed at least 25 Israelis and nearly 150 Palestinians. The European Union policy agency Europol warned Monday that Islamic State and other militants are likely to carry out large-scale attacks in Europe following last year's attacks in Paris. Rob Rainwright is the Europol director.
So-called Islamic State has a willingness and a capability to carry out further attacks in Europe. And of course, all of the national authorities across Europe are working to prevent that from happening. We know that there is a capability.
Europol's assessment comes as the agency launches its new European Counterterrorism Center. Tuesday promises to be another nerve-wracking day for investors, with Asian stock markets sustaining another round of large losses certain to ripple across the globe. China's Shanghai and Shenzhen indexes led the way, each losing 6% at the end of the day's trading session, the lowest marks in 14 months. The indexes in Hong Kong and Japan lost 2% each, while markets in Taiwan, Singapore, and Thailand also sustained losses. Burundi's government said it would welcome any offer by South Africa to facilitate the ongoing inter-Burundian dialogue. The country's foreign minister said although that such an offer has yet to be officially made, his government would not refuse it if it is made because South Africa played a critical role in the Burundian peace process in the late 1990s and early 2000s. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.